I'm speaking with Don Mortimer, Assistant Vice President, IoT Telematics Claims Product Management for Verisk Insurance Solutions, and today we're talking about the Internet of Things. Thanks so much for speaking with us today, Don.
I'm excited to share all the great happenings that are going on in the telematics and IoT space.
So tell me a little bit about the current relationship between the insurance industry and the Internet of Things.
Great question. So you know, there are so many Internet of Things or IoT providers out there, and many insurance companies have identified a number of different partners that they're working with. But, you know, there's so many out there just in telematics alone, connected cars, connected homes, wearables, connected buildings, you know, cities. I mean, there are just a number of different providers, and having worked at a provider myself rolling out these type of solutions, it was really difficult because who do you know that you should partner with? What companies will be around? You know, some of these companies are startups. Others are definitely more well-established, but what are their privacy and security focus areas? You know, how does that align to the insurance company? So, you know, I think there's just a dynamic opportunity right now where insurance companies are wanting to partner with IoT partners, but who are the right ones that they should develop those relationships with and offer solutions to their customers is always the question I think in many of them, you know, are asking today.
And that sounds like, you know, one major challenge for the insurance industry. Are there other challenges they face, insurers face when adopting IoT? And if there are, what's being done to overcome them?
That's a really good point. There are a number of different challenges. So it's one thing to find the right providers, understand the platform that they provide, the value, but what is the customer engagement strategy? Does it align with the insurance company? How do they get, to your point, customers adopting this new technology? Many carriers are, funding equipment to put in customers' homes or, you know, OBD2 devices to put in their vehicles or pairing with the customer's smartphone, beacon, Bluetooth, low energy data that would then, you know, continue to send that to the insurer so the customer can be priced appropriately from an underwriting perspective. And now we're seeing a lot of development around leveraging that data for the claims aspects as well. But overcoming the adoption is, whether it be in the home or in the vehicle, getting that customer to participate in the program. So who do you target? What are the right customers that would uptake on this capability and adding this technology into their lifestyle? And then those that do accept, how do you get them to install it? And I will tell you that, having been at a carrier, that was one of our greatest challenges. You know, you would send out the equipment to the insured, you know, and then we saw in some cases, you know, lower level adoption of actually implementation of the equipment. And so some of that, many carriers are now having their solution provider partner with installation companies. So, you know, home warranty companies are now starting to offer the ability to install the equipment. I mean, if you think about alarm companies now extending their traditional alarm services to include sensors around water, fire, you know, of course, theft has been their primary, but now they're actually, you know, engaging customers in having installers, put the equipment in home, make sure it's connected properly, because that's another challenge, right? How do you get it connected? Many of these devices use the homeowner's Wi-Fi network, and so how do you get all of these interoperability capabilities to happen? Plus, many of the data providers, the data comes in very differently from one provider to the next. So insurance companies have to analyze this and understand, you know, what is important for their business versus what is, you know, just noise, if you will, and doesn't necessarily help them from a rating or a claims aspect.
And you spoke of connected homes. In particular, how can IoT connected homes benefit insurers?
Good question. Well, from that standpoint, the insurers can help understand the capability of mitigating losses before they become too extensive. So I know a number of insurers are rolling out connected home technology. Maybe it's starting with water sensors, you know, even connected thermostats to understand the temperature in the home, as well as other capabilities for motion and, you know, intrusion, fire, you know, even potential noxious gases. So there's a number of different things that carriers are employing. But I will say the number one challenge that, in talking to many different insurance companies, water severity and frequency seems to be happening more and more. And so water sensors in the home, whether it be, you know, including a shutoff valve at the water main or just understanding the water pressure and activity going to the water heater, because that's a big issue in terms of event, claim events that take place, you know, the water heater bursts and ends up causing, you know, damage, or even, you know, connected refrigerators and appliances. So there's a number of solutions out there that many carriers are focusing on, but water seems to be the big one. I mean, in fact, we know from our ExactWare data is that there were over 90,900 water incidences in the U.S. alone last year, and increased another, let's see, I want to say it was up to another $600 per claim event, and that's on the average. The average claim event was about $7,734. Now, that doesn't necessarily seem like a lot, but that's the average. So you can imagine there's a lot of claims significantly higher than that, and some lower too. But it's a big challenge carriers are working to address quickly.
And so you talked a little bit about privacy concerns when insurers are selecting a provider. So how are insurers and consumers dealing with the IoT-related privacy concerns?
Yeah, that's a very good question, because they are looking very closely. You know, customers want to make sure that their privacy, their data is being managed accurately and correctly, and not other things happening behind the scenes. And same with the insurance companies. You know, they want to protect their customers. So I know many insurers that are looking very deliberately and detailed, combing through the contracts, understanding that company's capability around both security and privacy. I know that there's a number of different organizations that are actually focusing in on, you know, privacy and security and cyber risk capabilities that insurers are, you know, employing, like UL Labs and different things are enabling the capabilities for insurers to have trusted sources to go to. Because, you know, we're in the insurance business. We don't necessarily always, you know, are the most knowledgeable about all the latest and greatest security concerns. So I think partnering with folks who know how to manage data and know how to ask the right questions with their IoT partners is critical to the future success of ingesting IoT into the customer's life.
Thank you. Dawn Mortimer, Assistant Vice President, IoT Telematics Claims Product Management for Verisk Insurance Solutions.